I think so, Mom. He's a pretty good dog.
I coughed and staggered to my feet, trying to catch my breath. Sally Mae blinked her eyes and shook her head. Then her lips turned up in a smile.
Well, I never. Hank, I don't know if you meant to do that or not, but I could have broken my neck or dropped the baby or... I don't even want to think about it. I believe you deserve a reward. Alfred, honey, bring Hank a couple of strips of bacon.
She bent down and patted me on the head.
Thank you.
Did you hear that?
Wow! She had thanked me, and I was fixing to receive the coveted bacon award. Could it get any better than that?
Yes, it got even better. As Sally Mae crept across the ice and through the gate, guess who tried to butt into my deal and get some undeserved attention? Mr. Lurk and Smirk. Pete. See, it had just about killed his soul that I had won some points with Sally Mae, and he just couldn't stand it. He shot me a hateful glare and started following Sally Mae toward the house, rubbing her ankles and purring. Tee-hee. Maybe you can guess what happened. Pete got himself tangled up in her feet, and she stepped on his tail. His eyes bulged out, and he cut loose with a loud... Sally Mae tripped over him and said,
"Sorry, Pete, but get out of the way."
Little Alfred was following behind his mother.
"Get out of the way, Pete. You twipped my mom."
This was almost too delicious, and I came within a whisker of breaking discipline and going into a fit of wild, righteous laughter. But at the last second, I was able to impose laughter clamps and maintain a solemn face. The cat picked himself out of the snow and shook all four paws, one at a time. His ears were pinned down on his head, and he beamed me a glare.
"Well, I guess you enjoyed that, Hanky."
"Me? Not at all, Pete. In fact, I'm sitting here sharing your pain and wishing there was something I could do to help you in this time of trouble." Behind me, I heard Drover snort a muffled laugh. I struggled to keep a straight face. Nay, a mournful face, one that expressed my deep sorrow that Pete had gotten exactly what he deserved, the pest. It was tough, but I got her done. I not only didn't laugh at Pete's misfortune, I didn't even smile. I could see that this was killing him. My campaign to win the heart of Sally Mae was working to perfection, and Kitty had no idea what to do about it. He came slithering through the snow, and by now the pupils of his eyes had widened. That's what cats do when they're mad, you know. The dark part of their eye gets big, revealing thoughts that are just as dark as their eyes. Oh, and his ears were still pinned down on his head.
"I know what you're doing, Hanky, but it won't work."
"I don't know what you mean, Pete. Are you suggesting?"
"You'll find out."
I didn't have time to wonder what that might mean. The back door opened and out came little Alfred. And holy smokes, even at a distance, I could see that he was carrying two strips of raw bacon draped over his left index finger. Drover and I exchanged looks of anticipation. We both began to quiver with excitement. Drover said,
"I don't know if I can sit here for this. I can already smell that bacon. Can I have a piece?"
"Are you nuts? I earned that bite." "Okay, what the heck, I'll share."
"Gosh, thanks. Boy, I love bacon."
"Me too, but hold your position. Remember, manners and discipline."